I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Monday, March 15th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Nice sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, 52 degrees.
A crash on 33rd South in South Salt Lake. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this half hour.
Driving dangerously.
UDOT and the UHP are trying to convince drivers to stop lying to themselves about how safe they are behind the wheel. Fatalities on the road went up in 2020, even though there were fewer cars on the roads, and they hope their new public safety campaign can change that. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
UDOT Executive Director Carlos Braceras says 94% of all crashes across the country involve some sort of bad decision.
Decisions such as distracted driving, aggressive driving, which includes speeding, of course.
To be honest, I drive better high.
I'm a multitasker.
Texting.
UDOT's and UHP's latest campaign's main message is that most Utahns care about road safety, but we lie to ourselves about how safe we're driving. Department of Public Safety Commissioner Jess Anderson says drivers need to stop justifying seemingly small decisions about road safety.
That it's not a reason to speed. It's not a reason to go excessive speeds and be aggressive.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah's newest airline is teaming up with Utah Valley University. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with details.
Breeze Airways and UVU is setting up a flight study program for students to become flight attendants for Breeze. The airline was founded by David Neeleman, who also founded JetBlue. It received federal approval last week. Students who take part in the program will get up to $6,000 in tuition as well as housing and salary. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour from ABC News. Air travel continues to see real recovery from the pandemic. Millions of people passed through TSA airport security this weekend.
Confidence in travel appears to be growing rapidly. Delta CEO saying now daily net sales have improved 30% over just last month. Demand for domestic flights is increasing rapidly. United is saying it now believes it will be cash burn positive in March. That's a huge turnaround during the pandemic. The airlines say the wild card is still international travel, which is not yet bouncing back.
That is ABC's Alex Stone with that report. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wants people to be careful as they travel for spring break.
Pay attention to CDC guidelines. And as you know, the CDC is still asking people to really think about when and where and whether you need to travel. If you're traveling, make sure to follow all those precautions. And in particular, make sure to respect what the flight crews are asking of you.
Secretary Buttigieg was visiting a UPS facility in Maryland that is delivering vaccines to Washington, D.C. and Maryland. Two men are in police custody charged with assaulting U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick with bear spray on January 6th. George Tanios of West Virginia and Julian Cotter of Pennsylvania were arrested yesterday. They are expected to appear in federal court today. The idea that Sicknick died after being sprayed by a chemical irritant has emerged as a new theory as cause of his death. Investigators have also looked into the possibility that he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. President Biden and Vice President Harris are set to hit the road this week for a Help Is Here tour. This comes on the heels of passing the $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. The tour will highlight key aspects of the bill. ABC's Ike Ajoki has more.
They're calling it the Help Is Here tour. The president and vice president will travel to several states across the country to answer questions about the recovery plan. Some major highlights, $3,600 for children 6 and under, and billions for state and local governments. Later today, President Biden will talk about implementing the plan before heading off to Pennsylvania Tuesday to speak directly to families. Vice President Harris is off to Las Vegas today to visit a vaccination site before heading to Denver later in the week.
Biden told reporters earlier that it was critical to demonstrate that the government can function. Democrats in Congress are calling for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down after allegations of inappropriate behavior. ABC's Stephanie Ramos says other Democrats are split in their reactions, with some calling for Cuomo to resign.
President Biden asked over the weekend whether Cuomo should resign, and he agreed we should wait to see the investigation's outcome. Now, there are about 16 out of the 19 House Democrats in New York's delegation that are asking for Cuomo to step down. Both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand initially said an independent investigation into the allegations against Cuomo was essential, but now they're also demanding that he step down.
A seventh accuser has come forward claiming that the governor acted inappropriately. If you need help making the rent, the state has a new website to make things easier for you. Online applications for a more streamlined rental assistance program open today at rentrelief.utah.gov. $215 million is available through the Department of Workforce Services. The Vatican is coming out with an announcement on same-sex unions. ABC's Megan Williams reports from Rome.
The two-page decree said gay people should be treated with dignity and respect, but it described same-sex unions as illegitimate and stuck to its description of gay sex as, quote, intrinsically disordered. Vatican observer Robert Mickens says the decree is not surprising because it's based on what he calls antiquated Catholic teaching.
I think the real problem is church's whole sexual ethics and teaching, it's outdated. It's stuck in the Middle Ages.
The Pope has endorsed legal protection for same-sex unions, but only in the civil, not Catholic, sphere. Megan Williams, ABC News, Rome.
Coming up on KSL, even more young migrants are showing up at the U.S. border, and a look at your noontime drive.
Crews are on the scene of a crash. It's going to be just west of I-15, westbound 33rd South at 5th West, left lane blocked. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
Get the facts from Tim and Amanda and analysis from Boyd Matheson at 11.
There is going to be a day of reckoning. Many of our military leaders are still saying the greatest threat to American security is our national debt.
Utah's Morning Companions for news on KSL News Radio.
Open a new credit card with Cypress Credit Union and you'll receive 0% APR on all balance transfers and purchases for the first 6 months. With low rate, cash back, and reward options, you can find the right card for you. To start an application, stop by a branch or visit cypresscu.com today.
Cypress Credit Union, your future is our future.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The big free labor sale is going on right now at Ogden's Flooring and Design. Truckloads of top quality carpet in the latest styles and colors with the lowest prices of the year. Buy your carpet now and get it installed for free. That's right, you buy your carpet and Ogden's Flooring will install it for free. This also includes the lifetime labor warranty. It's also the grand opening of Ogden's Flooring and Design in Heber City. Request your free consultation right now. Visit ogdensflooring.com.
Ogden's Flooring and Design.
At Volkswagen Southtown, you choose the offer. Get zero payments for 6 months or double your down payment where $2,000 becomes $4,000. Or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Are you in a lease and wished you'd bought? Or bought a car and wished you'd leased? Is your interest rate too high? Do you owe more on your car than it's worth? Bring in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy your car for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Volkswagen Southtown has finance and payment solutions for everybody. Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Choose from zero payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or as low as 0% APR on any new car at Volkswagen Southtown. Don't miss out. Get to Volkswagen Southtown today. Just off of I-15 and 106 South. Visit VWSouthtown.com today.
Financing through VCI OAC. Trade offer for 2010 and newer Highlines excluded.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this half hour, road fatalities are up across the state for the last year. UHP and UDOT are hoping a new campaign can help people change the course of their driving so they can drive more safely. The parasite that causes whirling disease in trout has reached Jones Hole, a prime fly fishing stream in eastern Utah. There's a fish hatchery there that supplies trout to other waters in the area, and Tanya Kiefer-Selby with the Division of Wildlife Resources says that's still okay.
It's close. The hatchery literally butts up next to the creek. However, the hatchery is fortunate that they don't draw the water from the creek.
Whirling disease causes deformities in several trout species. It's not dangerous to people. Officials along the U.S.-Mexico border continue to see an influx of migrants, especially underage children. ABC's Brian Clark with this report on the latest.
Problems at the southern border growing fast. Thousands of children arriving alone. In just a matter of days, the number of kids taken into custody up by 25%. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Cecilia Vega is at a border facility in Donna, Texas.
These kids are coming from some of the most dangerous countries in the world. There certainly is a perception that it might be easier to cross under the Biden administration, but the Biden administration isn't kicking these kids back across the border alone like the Trump administration did. So all of that is leading to that severe overcrowding here. It's just heartbreaking.
FEMA has been called in to help care for children who have been forced to live in tents near the border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar recently visiting the border area. Says everyone needs to be involved in figuring out solutions.
It's okay to listen to immigration activists, but they gotta listen to the border communities. They gotta listen to the border communities because, after all, we live here. We don't just come visit.
For what it's worth, Brian Clark, ABC News.
Time to get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather together. Let's begin with Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Maria. We're looking at a very good drive on the Valley Freeways. No accidents, no delays. Now we do have this crash. It's in the final cleanup stages at 33rd South and 500 West. It's been blocking a left lane of traffic, but again, shouldn't be there too much longer. Really hasn't caused any kind of major delays. Right now at Friendly Home Services, get a friendly drain cleaning for just $33. Call 801-923-6355 or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on your forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Up to near 60 and some sunshine. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Such a pretty day, 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's New News. Do you already have plans for your stimulus check? Some advice on how best to spend that money. That's coming up next right here on KSL News Radio. 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's the glue, the glass by the side of your bed, along with a lifetime supply of Efferdent, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day. At Stubbs Dental, in one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life and your smile to a whole new place. What a great way to take a bite out of life without the worry. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. Right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
There are a lot of places to get a mortgage these days.
Blast off with Blast Off Mortgage Company.
The lowest interest rates ever at Wagon Wheel Lending Station.
But working with an expert can make all the difference. So where do you go to get a mortgage? I'll tell you where. Loans by Rick. Rick has been doing mortgages since 2002. Rick knows the business and is licensed in Utah, Idaho, and six other states. Rick delivers fast closings from 12 to 22 days from submission to clear to close. And Rick will give you the lowest interest rates that are available. Not the bank rate, not the credit union rate. If you need cash back, Rick does that too. Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, that's where. Rick works 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. and Saturdays too. So don't get caught in the mortgage jungle. Call Rick at 801-809-SAVE or click loansbyrick.com. Vintage Lending, NMLS 287-106 or Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241-179 are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
It's time to get out and add some culture back in your life. Utah is home to a vibrant community of arts, festivals, and happenings of all kinds. See what's playing now or find something new to experience at nowplayingutah.com. Like this.
Dreamscapes, Salt Lake City's immersive art experience, has a new location at the Gateway. Here, you can enjoy immersive physical and digital artworks that take you on an ethereal journey. Visit nowplayingutah.com to purchase tickets today.
It's time to get out and add some culture back in your life. Utah is home to a vibrant community of arts, festivals, and happenings of all kinds. See what's playing now or find something new to experience at nowplayingutah.com. Like this.
Visit Red Butte Garden between March 15th and May 15th to experience Bulbs and Blooms, where you can enjoy great botanical gardens and a marvelous daffodil display. Visit nowplayingutah.com for more information.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
UDOT and the UHP say too many Utahns are lying to themselves about how safe they're driving. The number of cars on the roads went down in 2020, but the number of road fatalities went up. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Utah has passed the 1 million mark for COVID-19 vaccines administered. More than 668,000 people have had at least one dose. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
We had an accident 33rd South at 500 West, blocking a westbound left lane of traffic. Overall, though, it's been kind of a quiet start to your noontime drive. Your valley freeways are looking really good with traffic rolling along with no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine and 60 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packard. Police in San Diego say multiple people are dead after a vehicle ran into a crowd of people near San Diego City College. San Diego Fire Chief Colin Stoll.
We had three dead on scene that were triaged here. We transported two immediates and another three to the hospitals. We had a total of nine patients here today.
The driver is being held for driving while being impaired. The weather getting warmer, more Americans getting on planes, and mask mandates are being lifted. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky reminding people the pandemic is not over and says recent data from some European nations has shown COVID cases surging after restrictions were relaxed.
They simply took their eye off the ball. I'm pleading with you for the sake of our nation's health. These should be warning signs for all of us.
Much of the temporary fencing around the U.S. Capitol will be coming down, says the House Sergeant at Arms in a memo. The barrier put up after the January 6th insurrection. And now a Pennsylvania man and a West Virginia man have been arrested on charges they assaulted Capitol police officers the day of the insurrection. ABC's Aaron Katursky tells us one of those officers later died.
Julian Cotter and George Tanyos were charged with conspiring to assault federal officers, including Brian Sicknick. The FBI is still working to determine whether the assault with bear spray was a direct cause of Sicknick's death. Court records said Cotter was overheard on video telling Tanyos to hand him a canister of bear spray. Tanyos replied, "Hold on, not yet, it's still early." Sicknick and two other officers standing within a few feet of Cotter were sprayed in the face. They retreated, court records said, bringing their hands to faces and rushing to find water to flush their eyes. Tanyos was arrested in West Virginia, Cotter in New Jersey, as he walked off a plane at Newark Airport. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Germany becomes the latest European country to suspend use of the vaccine made by AstraZeneca following a handful of instances of blood clotting in people who had received the shot. You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus, your money, and security. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
$1,400 stimulus checks are on the way. If you don't already have plans for that money, what is the best way to use it? DMBA personal financial planner Shane Stewart told Dave and Dujanovic earlier today he gave them this advice.
When someone comes to me, if it's not stimulus money, but say they inherited money, or I call it found money, I usually tell them to divest themselves of debt, nest, meaning spend it on things you need, or to save it or invest it. And only one of those three really stimulates the economy directly, which is blow it and go spend it and use it.
Although it is called stimulus money, the federal government understands that people will be spending the money where it can make the most difference.
The hope is that the combination of the timing of this stimulus check and we hope is breaking out into being able to travel more and go to concerts, those kinds of things, as more and more people become vaccinated. And even spending locally, you know, local businesses like restaurants and such that have been hit hard by the pandemic, that's the hope, is that they'll spend, that we will all spend in those areas. But again, it's a matter of being prudent. I think you could still stimulate the economy by going out to dinner at a local restaurant or a local concert and still put some of that money away or save if you needed to.
Those $1,400 checks will go to Americans making less than $75,000 a year. And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1219. Time for a check of your drive. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese.
Well, it looks, I believe, the crash has been cleared. 33rd South, 500 West. They've changed the camera shot, so it's a little difficult to tell. It had been blocking a left lane going westbound. But if it isn't completely cleared, it will be soon. Really didn't cause any kind of backups. Now, if you're traveling I-15, you are good to go with normal KSL travel times north and southbound. That's between Ogden and Provo, and no other problems on the Valley Freeways or main secondaries. From the creator of Thriller comes Odyssey Dance Theater's Spring Shows, Chicago Nights, and Romeo and Juliet, March 25th through 27th at Capitol Theater. Go to odysseydance.com for tickets and details. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Check of the 7-day forecast now with Grant Wayman.
Sunshine, some high clouds the rest of the day. Temperatures hovering around 60. Tomorrow, rain and snow showers a possibility with a high temperature of 49 and then partly cloudy on Wednesday, 53. Warms back up to 62 on Thursday with a lot of sunshine and the warmest day yet, 65 on Friday. Mostly sunny skies. More cloud cover on Saturday and some showers possible, 63. More showers on Sunday, 52. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 57 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. A lot of positive numbers on Wall Street. We'll check your money news coming up next.
I'm Governor Spencer Cox. Utah's economy continually ranks among the top in the nation, and we intend to keep it that way. Did you know that nearly 70% of every dollar spent with locally owned businesses stays in Utah? Business owners across the state have made remarkable adjustments to make your experience safer and more enjoyable. When you support a locally owned business, you help keep their doors open and Utah's economy strong. From our rural roots to our Silicon Slopes, Utah's small businesses are the lifeblood of our economy. These are the growers, makers, and adventurers, the innovators, entrepreneurs, and restaurateurs. Buying local goods, services, and cultural experiences supports these important businesses and strengthens Utah's economy. So I invite you to shop in Utah, dine in Utah, play in Utah, and stay in Utah. Learn more at inutah.org.
Attention neuropathy sufferers. Amazing research has now shown that neuropathy symptoms can be reversed in as little as 1 week. In two short visits, one patient, Andrew, went from constant burning and painful feet to 50% improvement in his symptoms. He was able to sleep through the night and regain sensation, which had not happened in years. He now walks better, has improved balance, and has reduced his neuropathy medications. Another patient, Jackie, was able to cut her diabetes and neuropathy medications, in addition to gaining the confidence to drive again and avoid falling. Many doctors believe that this new treatment is more powerful than any drug known to modern science. So call 801-441-2266 today to reverse your neuropathy without prescriptions or addictive medications. The first 25 people who call 801-441-2266 will receive a neuropathy consultation and exam absolutely free. That's 801-441-2266.
I don't go to bed early. I don't play video games much. I don't wear suits. I don't have a mortgage. I don't know where life is going, but that doesn't mean I can't enjoy luxury along the way. That's why I drive a Cadillac.
Cadillac owners have changed. The luxury hasn't. Visit Jerry Seiner Cadillac for a test drive today at 1530 South 500 West in Salt Lake or online at jerryseinercadillac.com. Experience the Seiner difference.
Is your small business still struggling because of COVID-19? Utah's banks can help. Changes have just been made to the Paycheck Protection Program to increase assistance for sole proprietors and small businesses who file Schedule C with their taxes. If you file a Schedule C and have not already been approved for a PPP loan, contact your bank immediately. For details, go to utah.bank. This message is brought to you by the Utah Bankers Association.
Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way in about 10 minutes here on KSL. Did you have a nice weekend, Lee?
It was a beautiful weekend. Beautiful weekend with the family. Had a wonderful time. Yourself?
Yeah, very nice.
Did you get out on that e-bike?
did not. But we're almost there because, you know, we are going to hit like 60 degrees today, and that is biking weather.
Absolutely. Plenty of weekends ahead. On the program today, we're going to cover a number of things. One of them is a question that we've been asking for some time now, and it has to do with all of those workers who have been for years and years accustomed to working in an office or in a cubicle, but regardless, reporting to a workplace. Those folks have been working from home for now, some cases, over a year. There are some pretty big name companies and CEOs across the country that are saying, you know what, you might be remote working forever. I'm going to talk to some folks about their experience on the program today. And then later on, going to be welcoming Doug Wright to the program. You know, he's got the movie show and all. He's the movie expert. And yesterday, Oscar nominations came out. I've been scrolling through the list. I don't know that I have seen a single one of these movies.
What? Well, we didn't go anywhere to see movies in 2020.
What a fascinating season for...
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So Doug's going to walk us through you know, what these movies are. He's going to talk to us about what the nominations mean. And if you're like me, if I haven't seen anything, where do I start if I want to catch up? That's coming up on the program today.
Great. Live Mike with Lee Lonsberry coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan Chase are telling customers they might not get their stimulus checks until Wednesday at the earliest. The banks are getting backlash from customers who were hoping to see that cash earlier in the week. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she doesn't think inflation will pose a significant risk now that the $1.9 trillion relief bill has passed. Some economists have warned that the bill could lead to unprecedented inflation. KSL Drives, Tesla is removing some drivers from its self-driving test program because they weren't paying close enough attention. CEO Elon Musk tweeted about the revoked privileges last week. He also said that there have been no accidents with the self-driving cars. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 90 points, sitting at 32,869. S&P 500 up by 13, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 57 points. A Pennsylvania mom could spend up to a year in prison after being accused of altering photos and videos of high school cheerleaders. Those teens are competing against her daughter. ABC's Eva Pilgrim with this breakdown.
Police say in July of 2020, 50-year-old Rafael Ainella, without her daughter's knowledge, allegedly sent digitally altered photos and videos to cheerleading coaches showing three girls appearing naked in bikinis, drinking, and smoking. Her attorney confirming the girls cheered with Ainella's daughter, but says the cheer mom denies any wrongdoing.
One victim says her face was superimposed on a video of someone vaping. We're going to check your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 12:27.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.